Hey, Irma's here. Hey, Irma.
Hey, Thomas.
Didn't think you'd be here.
No, I had said that I was gonna be joining the the steering and the full council meetings.
Are you willing to facilitate then?
I'm fine with it. Yeah, sure. Why? Today?
I guess not today.
Oh, okay.
You could do today.
You do today, and I'll do next month.
Exactly.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Printed out the agenda, and I don't know where to put Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
A couple more minutes. Actually, it's 3 now, so give it a minute or two. Kara. Turn my camera off while I gobble down food.
Hi, Irma. Hi, everyone.
Hey,
Oh, hey,
Richard.
Irma. I do not. I,
Hi,
for some reason, I thought you were off this month. Am I?
Harvey. I am actually, and also April.
Okay, you're just
So I'm not,
joining us.
hopefully I'll be back in May.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This month in March. Hopefully I'll be back in April.
Oh,
Just take
okay.
the summer, Irma. Relax. Take the summer.
Take the summer. Yeah, I might.
So, did you consider yourself off for the planning council as well, or no?
No, well, I had, I'm gonna join the meeting, the steering and prep and the full council, and I just probably the committee I won't, my committee I won't. So that's why I need it, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
no worries. I was asking more around facilitation because you were
So
actually up to
I know
facilitate.
I Thomas just told me that. So we
Okay.
swap. I'll do next month and he's gonna do this month.
Perfect.
Perfect, thanks.
Excellent. Hey, Ken. That a hand or a hello? It's a hand.
I'm somebody's calling. Is that me or you guys? I'm waiting for a doctor call back. I've had some complications from a procedure, so I'm going to still be on, but if I mute and stop, y'all know why.
Or you could just put yourself on speaker and allow us to support you in that journey.
I don't think you want to.
No
Sorry.
worries. Appreciate the heads up. We have quorum. Can we get started?
Let's see here. We have some council affairs. We have some community engagement. We actually have an excused absence from membership, although we have sort of lifted that for Elaine since of work challenges. And we have co-chair representation as well. So, yeah, we have quorum.
Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and do introductions. My name is Thomas Noble, government co-chair, they, them. Irma, can you go next?
Irma Parada, co-chair.
Excellent. David?
David Gonzalez, community co-chair.
Excellent. Chuck?
Chuck Adams, community co-chair.
Awesome.
Or, yeah.
That works. Grand Poobah. Ken Pierce?
Ken Pierce, member at large.
All right, Richard?
Richard Sullivan, community engagement co-chair.
Excellent. Kevin?
Hutchcroft. Sorry, my camera is not cooperating today, but I'm HHS.
Excellent. Glad you are here. Let's go ahead and staff Mark and then Kira.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Kira.
Kira, council staff.
And Dave.
David Jordan, council staff.
Lena.
Melina Clark, council staff.
Awesome. All right. Did I miss anybody? Did I do that different than we normally do it? I feel like it. Oh, cool. All right. Good to know. All right. So thank you, Mark. We're going to review draft agenda for today's meeting. Any changes or amendments to this, Mark?
I'd like to add maybe I don't need to add it. We can actually talk about the update we received from the mayor's office under the committee and work group reports. There's a section that says return to in-person meetings update. So this counts as an update.
All right, so I thought you were gonna add a coolest COVID hair contest.
No, I've already complimented your hair. Are you searching for more compliments for real?
I'm desperate. Like me, they really like me. Cool. So any hearing no objections to approving this minutes, let's go ahead and approve it.
I noticed community engagement committee update. It says discuss potential community forum at January. We did right?
Sorry, my bad. I should have taken that off. My bad. Thank you.
Eagle Eye, Richard. Thank you. All right. Next thing, thank you. Bringing up the minutes from the January 20th meeting. Give folks to peruse it for just a second.
So is Juba Kalamka on here because he is at-large member? I'm not sure why. I don't know if he is. I thought our at-large members were Ken and Paul. If that's, unless I'm wrong, and unless I Juba is actually a committee co-chair now, he can go ahead and be removed.
I have Juba and Bill as non-marked members, but they're on the roster. Do you want me to remove both?
Yeah, actually, yeah, because neither Bill nor Juba hold any particular leadership role within any of our committees. It's pretty much committee and council leadership plus sometimes up to three at-large members. And so, yeah, they should never be included. If they're present, they could come under others present.
All right.
Great. Any other amendments to the minutes? Hearing none.
I'm sorry. I guess I would also throw in Charles. Sorry, just a couple more things. I would throw in Charles Cerrone. I would take out Charles Cerrone as well, since not holding a leadership role. And I would always make sure to put excused next to Cesar and Elaine. They only accepted these roles as membership co-chairs with the understanding that they would have a little bit more ability to miss these meetings since he's actually come in the middle of their work times. So does that make sense, Kira? Sorry, that was a lot that I threw at you all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'll fix that.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. Glad you got that. Anything else before we approve by consensus? All right, hearing none. Moving on to item number four, any announcements? Nope. We have no public. Is that right? I'm not seeing any public. Excellent. All right, Kevin, it's you. And I do you feel comfortable giving an update for HHS? I know you've been activated.
And deactivated, which usually just takes a meal heavy with carbohydrates for me to become deactivated. But I have been both activated and deactivated in a very short span.
Wow.
Yeah, but I have just a few updates, a few items. So I've previously have mentioned that Line White Part A and EHE awards will be delayed. I think everyone knows that. I should mention though that all contracts that are funded with Line White, Part A, B, C, they've all been modified to add the cost of doing business. And that help for the provider community was made possible by the tremendous advocacy efforts of Happen and other folks before the board and the mayor. So much credit goes to them. The administrative load continues to increase for HHS. There are additional requirements on cybersecurity for providers. And you know, EHE is a whole new funding stream. So it's got its own set of regulations and reporting requirements. And our staff is stretched pretty thin. I was recently activated. Another person is activated toward the Tenderloin Linkage Center, which is part of the mayor's emergency response declaration. And then there's this thing called COVID that continues. Things are busy. I'll just leave it at that. I should mention there is a training going on for harm reduction. I think the title is Harm Reduction in the Real World. So it's not just talking theory, it's trying to address some of the very real tensions that very frequently exist between a harm reductionist approach and providers that sometimes have to maintain a sober living environment. That is being taught by D.D. Stout, who is an expert in the field for sure. And that final day is tomorrow. By the way, if any of you are interested in attending, just let me know and I'll send you the information to participate, to tune in. I think that's about it for me.
Thanks, Kevin. Any questions for Kevin? Kevin, who did you say the training was doing the harm reduction training?
D.D. Stout.
And what organization did they? Is that an organization?
Stout Consulting, oddly enough. She wrote a book entitled, I think, Being Brought to Harm Reduction, Kicking and Screaming, I think, that's something like that.
Interesting.
She's rather impressive. She's a committed harm reductionist, but she also is a pragmatic person that's worked in a variety of settings. And a lot of people got a lot of good responses from the first day. We'll see how the second day pans out. And the attendance, despite the Zoom fatigue that everybody is feeling, has been remarkable. It's been, I think, almost 50 people registered. And it's getting to where we're lucky if we get 10 that show up to these. So it's apparently a topic that people have an appetite for learning more about.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Any questions for Kevin other than that? I'll check for Chep. We've got a lot going on. So our Paul kind of asks about our what we're calling our health access point RFP that we put out a few years ago. And it got delayed rollout due to COVID. So can't say much other than I hopefully can say much soon. If you can read between the lines on that. So, and I will stop there, but that will definitely put us into a different space with just with regards to activity and things along those lines. We continue to significantly be understaffed, but I don't even, I feel like that's the new normal. So we do have an HIV test counselor training next week here at 25NS. So kind of time that well with the dropping of Omicron. So I'm feeling good about the fact that we can pull that off safely and successfully. Been working with Richard on the Ending the Epidemic funds. Hannah is out and a lot of her duties have come to me in this process. And so seeing a lot of opportunity just to synergize those efforts with regards to the health access points and the Ending the Epidemic activity as well. So we'll keep you all informed as that starts to happen, because I'm not quite sure why we kept that so siloed, kind of looking at it now, but it shouldn't be that siloed. And then Kevin could probably give you a better update, but the Linkage Center is caught a lot of press. It's a space that is off the Civic Center, and it is not a safe injection space, but people are allowed to be who they are in that particular space. And I can easily say that many lives have been saved by the staff, that a lot of CHEP staff are actually working there as well, Kevin. So, and they come back looking very, very tired. So, but the idea is to get a community, a CBO, to take over the day-to-day of that shop. So, and that's in progress. Great. And I think the plan, Mark Wright, is for Eileen to come to next month's full council and give a little bit more. No, not Eileen.
April is when we'll be having a meeting dedicated to drug user health and overdose prevention. And so we'll be having Eileen, we'll be having a person reporting to Dr. Koonins over in behavioral health. We hope to have Paul as well and Laura speak, perhaps others. Great. Following other mono-focused council meetings.
Yes. And Eileen just had too much going on to really engage in it, just due to the fact that everything's kind of moving at this particular point.
They all did. They all definitely begged to differ with the potential of them coming this month.
They wanted to come? Is that what you're saying, Mark?
Originally, they were fine with it. And then they, some of them were fine with it. And then really as it got closer, it became clear that no, it's not.
Got it. They
didn't have the bandwidth.
Great. Why does it say vote?
That's it always says vote, just right. In case.
Cool. But there's nothing we need to vote on. Do we need to do any other state updates or anything epidemic or anything along those lines? Great. Good to know. Sorry, Richard, that would be rude. But you could save it all for the meeting on the 21st for the Ending the Epidemics update. So awesome. All right, let's go into committee reports. So community engagement.
Community engagement's up. So our meeting on the 2nd of February, in a landslide re-election, Derek Mapp and I were re-elected as co-chairs. thank you. So so that happened, and Stephen Spanos gave an HCAC report, and he touched on housing issues. There was some service provider comments, and then he spoke of clients with high levels of disability, just the things that Stephen does. He highlighted a couple of cases, and that was his report. Melina gave us some feedback from a report back from the forum at last month's full council meeting about from council members living with HIV and involvement with telehealth. I'm looking at my notes here. I believe how that's going to go forward is Melina and company are going to write that up, and last year's needs assessment. They're going to write that up and give a presentation on the data next month for feedback and recommendations, and then that's going to go on to the full council. Furthermore, needs and COLA targets for 2022 is going to be discussed next month, and our next meeting is March 2nd.
Richard, you're always so organized around your report outs, which I appreciate. Cool. Any questions for Richard? Tough act to follow. So, community affairs?
We did, unless you want to do it, Dave, but we did, there wasn't any presentations actually listed, and then we came up with a few as the time went on, but we had a major discussion about getting back to face-to-face meetings or having mixed meetings or what's going on and when to start all this stuff, and then following the guidance from the city and state and all that. And so we just kind of generally said push it off till March, because after March we'll know a lot more. And was there anything else, David?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it for now.
Okay.
Didn't we also in that conversation kind of not, we haven't decided on a, mixing my meetings up, COLA or focus group with regards to,
That was in community, that's a community engagement activity, and they will need to decide that in March, the latest.
So that's still coming. Thank you, Mark. I do get my meetings mixed up. Cool. All right, membership.
So I can just report on the agenda itself, since I was not at the meeting, so anyone who was there can step in to add any kind of nuance or detail. It looks like there was a notice of attendance sent. A committee reassignment, and there is, of course, the monthly demographic report update, and then there was sounded like a pretty robust discussion of council member recruitment. Does anyone who was at that meeting want to add anything on to what I just reviewed?
Great. Hearing none, thank you for the report out, Mark. We don't have any work groups, do we?
No, so I can go right into the update that we received from the mayor's office, and it was for all commissioners, of course, of which council members are. We're in an interesting position in that we are a commission, but we are a non-charter commission. And so we are subject to different rules. The charter commissions are actually mandated to return to in person in March, while the non-charter commissions are actually mandated not to return until further notice, which was interesting. It's in a holding pattern right now until we actually get that guidance. I assume that guidance will follow in March, and we could potentially guess that they will then mandate us to return to in person for the April meetings, but I don't know. It really is just guesswork. Right now, we're mandated to actually not be in person. Additionally, what stood out to me was something that we have not talked about, which was the vaccination documentation mandate for all city policy bodies. Now, when I first took a look at this, I think incorrectly assumed that we did not fall under this because we were not formed by city charter, ordinance, or California statute. You know, we're federally authorized. But then I went and just double checked and looked at our bylaws. And in our bylaws, I'll just pull it up. It says, the council shall abide by state and local ordinances pertaining to meeting procedures. And then it goes on and gives some examples like Sunshine Ordinance and Brown Act. So I'll leave it up to the actual council members to consider whether that means that we should fall, if we are supposed to respect local ordinances, if that means we also have to follow their directive, it's not even guidance, around collecting vaccination information for all council members. The mandate, and it is a mandate, is that all commission members need to provide proof of vaccination. So how do folks feel about this? How do folks interpret our bylaws as far as looking at this ordinance?
So Mark, can you, there were two things in there, right? Can we try to divide up that?
Well, the first thing, I'm not sure we have much to say, to talk about. You can certainly talk about it if you'd like, but right now the first part is that as a non-city, as a non-charter commission, we are mandated to not meet in person until further notice.
I guess because of Sunshine, they can mandate our presence, right? They have that has, I'm like, can they really mandate us to meet in person or not in person?
They have mandated that all charter commissions be meeting in person as of March, and that all non-charter do not meet until further notice in person.
Yeah, I'm just like curious what their charges over us on that. Okay, cool.
Well, the mayor is the CEO of all of these commissions.
That's how it works. Okay.
Yeah. She is the central executive, the chief executive officer for all of us. She could remove anyone from this council at her pleasure. So watch out.
I just got awkward. All right. So Ken?
No, I'm a question around the next point.
Okay, great. Because I was going to wrap up.
So if there's no more questions around that, because it's hard to have a discussion when there's literally a mandate from our CEO saying, you know what, you're in holding pattern right now. Don't meet in person until we tell you. Really, the work's being done by all the chartered ones, because they have to be meeting in person as of March. Anyway, or maybe even a little bit earlier. So the second part, of course, was anybody that is any body, capital B, I guess, that is a city policy body, which includes chartered commissions, those created by ordinance, or those created by California statutes, must have all commissioners be 100% vaccinated. The ambiguity was on whether or not we actually fall under that, but I looked at our bylaws where it says under the section state and local ordinances that we shall abide by state and local ordinances pertaining to meeting procedures, including the Sunshine Ordinance and the Brown Act. And where these bylaws conflict with such ordinances, the ordinances shall supersede these bylaws.
Okay, so let's not muddle it too much because there's no conflict at this point, right?
No, it just talks about, I want to definitely point out that Ken has his hand up, but I want to make sure we're all clear about this. So that means that per our own bylaws, if we consider this to be an ordinance that affects meeting procedure, then we will have to require not only vaccination from all of our council members, but proof of vaccination and given to council staff who will then forward it on to the mayor's office. Ken, looks like he's had his hand up for a little while.
Yeah, so my point is, under the circumstances, why we would not want to do this. And then the next point is, in doing this, can we do two-prong where we can send our vaccination copies to the council to hold, or show it when we show up, if that's the other option, if people don't.
No, unfortunately, we can't do that second option. The announcement is pretty clear. And unfortunately, I didn't receive a prior announcement where we had this mandate. So we're actually quite behind on this. The announcement assumes that we've already done this. And that if we haven't done this, that we're doing this like right now, catching up. We haven't done this at all. And so what we do with this is we actually, the staff collect it, and then we transfer it to the mayor's commission officer, whoever that person is.
And not that everything we aren't doing isn't under secure kind of data transmission, but there's so many warnings about sending your card or copying your card and things. If we can figure out a way so that we have some confidence in sending it, how do we send that to you?
Ken, it sounds like you're trying to get into the operationals piece of this, and I just want to make sure that that's the first point first before we kind of go into operationalizing it. Does that make sense?
So you basically first point. Sorry, I'll wait.
No, it's okay. Again, I don't want to muddle it. So it sounds like the initial You were basically saying that you feel as if we should require vaccination proof and have that on record. And so I want to hear from other members with regards, because I can see a pushback on that as well. So David, do you have a thought? Let's just do a quick round robin.
I think we're trying to operationalize it. It's fine. I think the only question I have is I don't know if there are members of our council that can't get vaccinated for whatever health reason. And so, like, would we then, if we're going to follow this mandate, would they be off the council? Would they participate only on, like, if there's an online meeting? Or my other question is do they do what we're doing here at Kaiser, which is like, well, if you can't get vaccinated, then you have to provide a proof of a test result within the past 24 hours.
That's what we have to find out. The guidance itself is not clear. From looking at the guidance, it basically is like everyone has to be 100% vaccinated and done. Mm-hmm. I think if there is a medical pushback, that's certainly a question that we'd ask the commission's officer. But the guidance itself is basically implying that if you're not vaccinated, you're no longer going to be a commissioner.
Yep. Nope. That's the only question I have, because if we're going to be communicating this, which I'm assuming we're going to communicate this very, very soon, if not this week,
right,
tomorrow, Friday.
Well, I think at the full council meeting, but we'll probably be emailing out in advance. I just want to make sure that this leadership group is on the same page, because I want to be able to represent saying that this was a discussion that happened.
Yeah. And so if that question comes up, I want to make sure that we have an answer-ish. And then we'll back it up, because, you know, coming back with like, well, we'll see, is fine for, I think it's going to be fine because we're not even mandated to meet yet. It's fine. I just want to make sure that we at least support that there may be another option, but we don't know, up in the air, and depends.
Yeah, upon, well, unfortunately, time is on our side, because if we have been mandated not to meet in person until April, then we have the month of March to figure this out, to see if there's any pushback from council members. If there's no pushback, then I don't need to go there. But if there is pushback, I will go there and ask, well, what should we do about this? This is saying immune compromised consumer of service who has been instructed by their physician not to do this, or for whatever reason, you know, they provide proof of testing every single time, etc. But I don't want to go there unless I have to. Looks like Richard.
Richard.
Yeah. So if you're asking for opinions, I mean, I'll let Mark and the staff figure out like the legal ramifications, it's the rules. But as far as just me, I don't want to be controversial, but just common sense wise, I look at the council as the face of like public health and policy and doing the right thing health wise. I would have no problem. I think it just makes perfect sense that we as a body present our vaccination. I mean, that's what we're trying to tell the nation, not us, but the message for health. I mean, we're the face of that.
All right, cool. Thank you for that. Chuck?
I totally agree with everything Richard just said, and I'm 100% for showing the vaccination.
I'm surprised by that, Chuck. I don't really equate common sense with your thought process, but thank you for wearing. Kevin?
I hear what David mentioned, and it probably should be noted that there really are no known medical conditions that absolutely prevent someone from getting the COVID-19 vaccine. The only murky area there is if someone has had a severe allergic reaction to a previous vaccine, and I believe the numbers are about 5 people in 1 million have such a reaction.
Okay, so, this is good information.
That's what I'm here for, Mark.
No,
good. You and Google. All right, cool. Irma?
Wow, you're really on a tear.
I'm still activated, although I've been deactivated. You can't just wind down suddenly.
Fascinating.
I've got a lot of energy.
Irma, what are your thoughts?
I'm actually all for it. I agree with all the members' statements, and I'm totally for it. I think that we should require proof of vaccination.
Great.
I'll feel safer.
Cool. I do, I will kind of, the health department itself is actually struggling with pushback folks. So, and I think the courts as a nation are kind of struggling with it. So just a heads up that.
Oh, but Thomas, like, what is your opinion?
It's funny, I don't usually take this stance, but I usually try to skirt something as long as I can. Until I have to push somebody into a corner, you know what I mean? Because I don't wanna, I really do wanna almost give people the opportunity to do what's in their best interest, and hoping that it aligns with what I think. But if somebody really does have some energy around this, I was seeing a news story this morning, somebody was quitting the San Jose Police Department, which I wasn't too upset about, but over this issue. And so I was like, okay, people can go to the mat on this. And as a body, we need to be united with regards to like why we're saying it, for lack of a better word. Irma, I think you summarized it best just with regards to safety for all council members, I think is probably a good tagline. So I am in concordance with the group, but at the same time, I wanna manage as high up as possible, because again, I don't want to be the person caught in the tension point where my name ends up on the court document that says Noble versus whatever because of this particular issue.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be alongside your fellow co-chairs.
All right. So I did have a second like follow-up question, but I just want to make sure we kind of all ended this one.
I also have a question. I mean, I can go after you, Thomas.
I just wanted to think members of public, like, how does that work? So have we thought about that? So
the guidance doesn't even bring that up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it could be like a restaurant, right? You have to show your card when you walk through the door. But I have no idea. So that is going to be, especially since this body is so committed to making sure that we have public has access to us. That we're going to want to make sure that we ask that question. Irma, what was your question?
Actually, I don't know if it's a question or a comment, but I wonder, are we prepared? I mean, I'm assuming and I'm hoping that people are going to be supportive and all of us are going to be, you know, with all of us are going to say this, have the same reaction, you know, let's go for it. But if we do have people that challenge that, are we prepared to handle it and potentially, you know, losing some members? I mean, I mean, I don't know. We haven't, I guess, done any, we haven't done like a poll to see who is not all for it. You know what I mean? Or that's what I'm wondering.
I mean, we're about to find out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so thank you, Mark, and the team, you know, the administrative team for actually, you know, taking the lead on this. It's going to be a lot of work, and probably some people are not going to like it, and some others are just going to love it, or maybe everyone is going to love it. So hopefully.
Yeah. Well, so let me, before we go to Ken's part, which is like, well, how are we going to do this? Let me, I guess, provide what I think might be the best kind of, in my opinion, a possible rollout for this. So let's first mention it, of course, at the next full council meeting, which is the fourth Monday, which is not this Monday, but the following Monday. This Monday, of course, is a holiday. I can mention this during council staff update. So I can hold this as council staff. And also because Kira as council staff, she received this from, you know, the mayor's office. So we can send this out. Of course, if council leadership wants to speak towards it or say anything along that, they're certainly welcome to, but they don't need to. It's really up to you all. And then after that, I will send out a follow-up email to folks to make sure that everyone who was or wasn't at that meeting knows about this. And hopefully we'll have all of these proofs of vaccination by the time we eventually meet, perhaps sometime in April. If there is a member who does refuse to provide vaccination proof or just has refused to be vaccinated, I think initially that would either go to membership and then steering, or simply steering to remove that member.
I'm not sure. I'm assuming that, I'm hoping that there's already some kind of precedence with some other commissioner body where they have removed somebody because of this issue. So hopefully that groundwork will be laid and we can easily follow that.
Also, hopefully that if that person does exist in the council, hopefully they will also consider simply retiring rather than that, right? I mean, but as Irma said, we should be aware of the different potentialities, right? There could be 100% compliance. There could be folks who don't want to comply and want to make a point of it as far as, like, I suppose their individual freedoms. And then there are folks who just don't want to make an issue of it and would like prefer to leave, you know? So there's different things, but this as a leadership group should actually be aware of those potentials. I personally would feel that it shouldn't go to membership, that because this is a mandate from the mayor's office, it should actually come to the leadership body if we do have a situation where a member wants to continue but does not want to provide proof of vaccination. Ken?
So I was kind of support what you just said, but I would that we deal with it rather than membership. But the other thing I would say is, I don't think it has to be either this or you're off. I think there can be a leave of absence or a suspension until we know what reason people are refusing, you know, and it may be any number of reasons, you know. And I'm not here to judge other people, but I think we have the responsibility to listen to what people are saying before we tell them, all right, then you have to leave or resign.
So before you go to the raised hand, I do want to, unfortunately, since I mainly agree with Ken, what Ken just said, and I actually 100% agree with what Ken said ideologically, but unfortunately, this mandate came down a bit ago. I don't know why council staff didn't receive this in advance, but we did. I didn't. And so we're already out of compliance with a city mandate.
But does that city mandate say that if we don't have it, we have to kick them off? Or does it say they can't attend?
Let me see. I'll read it to you.
I mean, that's kind of where I was trying to go with regards to, I hope somebody, like, this already happened somewhere and we could just follow that suit of how that happened, but it might not have happened.
So let me just read you. However, for those who have not yet complied by submitting proof of your vaccination status, this is a reminder that failure to meet the vaccination and reporting requirement deadline will be deemed official misconduct by the mayor and could subject you to removal procedures. This means that the mayor will proceed to remove commissioners who serve at the pleasure of the mayor by initiating the official misconduct process. For those of you whose appointing authority is not the mayor, which is not us, I don't need to read that. So there we go. I mean, that seems pretty straightforward to me.
And we can quote that in whatever we send out to council members.
If need be.
I mean,
absolutely.
I wouldn't even say if need be, why not? I mean, like most of us, we want to know where something is coming from, and that's pretty clear that and leaves us out of it. So why not quote it when we tell council members?
Again, we're going back into the operationalized. I do think we had a group agreement. David, I see your hand there just with regards to membership will be looped out and that steering pick it up. So just to make sure that we're all in agreement on that officially. So David, and then I see, Ken, are you good? We're moving on at this point. Okay. David and then Richard, I see your comment in the chat.
Oh, I think I'm trying to stay from operationalizing. I think higher level question is, because y'all already have a system of keeping people's, if they're going to take a leave of absence because of medical reasons. You know, I'm thinking more in terms of just pushback for like having to validate medical reasoning with medical like information documentation. But I will refer to we would hold that.
Didn't quite understand what you said, but did everybody else? No. Okay. David,
if you're like, prove to me why medically you can't get vaccinated. You know, it's like requesting so much more information besides just a vaccination card, which is more like medical info stuff. You know, since technically protected by law. So that's what I'm really trying to ask.
Yeah. Again, I was. Open the Supreme Court would figure this out before we had to. Cool. Richard, what was your thought there?
No, I think Mark's just answered. I was just wondering when, so obviously we need to submit our vaccination to Shanti staff. When will this happen and how?
I mean, for all of you all, sooner the better, right? You found out now. So
just email, okay.
I misspoke. The first time should not be at the full council meeting. The deadline is actually February 28th. I can push back on that. I'd say by like a month because we're not meeting for a month. We're a non-charter commission and I didn't receive this notice, but I don't want to push too far back on that February 28th. And so I want to try to stick to that as much as possible. And so I want to send out an email like, you know, perhaps tomorrow or Monday. Sometimes Friday emails get lost in the mix. And then be prepared to talk about it on Monday and then another reminder email. It has to happen unfortunately fast, which means for council staff, of course, we're gonna have to connect with those folks who are on leaves, but we actually already have a plan. The two people who have ongoing leaves, I think will be stepping back from the council. And there's a third person who's certainly had challenges in attendance that I can connect with. So it could be a challenge for sure, but I think it could be done if there's no pushback. Again, I want to respect the fact that people might have pushback. People are individuals for sure. But if there's pushback, then you all will hear about it because it will come to a determination here at Steering. I will not be making decisions.
Sounds good. I appreciate that conversation and everybody's contribution to it. So
we should talk about operationalizing it though, because Ken does have concerns. I'm not sure actually how to allay those concerns.
Which concerns are you referencing that Ken brought up, Mark?
It sounds like there might be discomfort around emailing a copy of your vaccination.
I actually had a little bit of that thought too, just with the you know, we always write secure in our email lines when we're sending PHI through the DPH system. So, I don't know how to get around that either, to tell you the truth.
But I think Ken was referring more to actually sending a copy of the actual vaccination card, right? So yes. Why don't we request a copy? Because, you know, Thomas and Kevin and I, you know, we're city and county employees. So we had to submit ours. And what they were asking was actually for the state verification. And I don't think that one can be forged. I mean, at least I don't think so. So maybe that's what we should request.
So what's this, Irma? Is this like
the state
online?
Right, exactly. The one that has the QR code and then it gives you the dates when you got the shots, the vaccines.
I think we're just going to have to make sure that members know how to access that because it's easy for us to show card. And I've done the other as well, but I just don't remember exactly how to find it. But okay. I'll find it and send that. But Mark, who is going
to? Yeah, I mean, I'd say that we these two. I guess, Irma, I push back a little bit on that. I think that is, in some ways, the best practice to do it. But the mayor's guidance doesn't actually mandate that. And I think because we need to do this sooner rather than later. Certainly it's preferable to have the one with the QR code. I have it. It's easy to get just through an online system, but other people's ability to interface with technology might create a barrier to that. And if time is of the essence, I think it's just best that we get it in for
Can't we just say either? People can send either.
Absolutely.
Sure. And who are you expecting we're sending this to?
I think we should probably keep it to one person. So to me.
Yeah, I just thought my initial thought, maybe it's not this complicated, is that Mark, whatever the procedure is, you just write that up and send it out to steering and make get us to lay eyes on it. And then, yeah, Richard, that's not helpful.
okay, yeah, I guess you're done. Screenshot.
1923? Did I see 1923 on there, Richard? All right. Does that work, Mark, as a procedure? Just whatever you're going to ask folks to do? Or do we even want to see that process and just trust that staff will figure out a procedure that's simple and easy and carefree?
I think you're going to have to trust me on this, because if it goes out to the group and there's people who decide they would like to edit that, this group actually has to reconvene. I can't really do that kind of stuff electronically.
I was kind of hoping that too, to tell you the truth, but I just wanted to make sure that we'll trust you to keep it simple, secure, and we'll comply.
All right.
Any other
Thanks, everyone.
Discussion on this before we move off? Cool. David, looks like you're thinking, but nope, constipation. All right, full council. Do people hear that?
All right, so I guess the last two agenda items are me. I'll try to make them go fast. We shall see. I'll do the evaluation first. One moment, let me share my screen.
Funny, I don't even remember the last meeting. It feels so far away.
Well, it was a highly received meeting, as you'll see here. So we had 10 people respond, which is basically, I think, a third of the council. So everyone but one person agreed that the meeting adequately prepared them. I mean, that the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared them. One person somewhat agreed. Everyone agreed that the meeting was run efficiently by David Gonzalez. Kudos.
Wow.
Two comments. David always does a great job. And here is a really good one. One of the best facilitators I've seen during the pandemic.
During the pandemic. Interesting parameter.
I don't know if that was a qualification. I think that was just a way to even further uplift the compliment. In the discussion during the meeting, I felt my point of view was adequately expressed and understood. All but one person said that they agreed. One person somewhat agreed. There were no comments. The agenda was well planned, said 9 people. One person somewhat agreed with that. There's one comment, and that was, I like the time given to each topic and the pacing. All right, moving on. The year in review, the 2021 year in review by Mark Molnar was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. 100% agreed. How could they not? So the comments here were, thank you, Mark. Great work. Thoughtful presentation from Mark. A seasonal highlight. And Mark always does an excellent job of this report. Appreciate the humor. Moving on, the consumer forum regarding the health-related experiences of HIV positive council members during 2021, moderated by Melina Clark and David Jordan, was well-prepared and relevant to the HCPC. 7 people said they agreed. 2 people said that they somewhat agreed. Comments were as follows. There could have been more time to hear HIV positive council members' insights without shaping their points, but overall was done really well. I think this was really important feedback, and I'm glad that it was collected, but I found it challenging to spend an hour or more listening to a meeting that I couldn't participate in. I think it would have been better to have had a separate meeting and to have presented the information back to the council if needed. Another comment, Dave and Melina were thoughtful of the members that got upset and were sensitive. Thank you for providing that space, and thank you, David. It was great seeing Melina in this role too. Very nice. All right, please share any further thoughts and experiences you may have regarding access to healthcare, including telemedicine and other services during 2021. There were 4 responses. this person is commenting more on the prior evaluation question. I wish to have heard from more of the other HIV positive council members who were otherwise quieter. And another one that was commenting more on the prior question. I shared a lot yesterday. Thanks for listening. And two comments that actually appeared to be answering this question. One, which was services were harder to get and stress from overworked staff with staff turnover seemed that important issues were dropped and required clients to become more proactive. And finally, 2021 sucked and I hope 2022 is better. Don't we all? Okay. And then what worked well for you during this meeting? What could have been improved? There are three comments. I think the forum should have happened outside of the full council meeting and the findings could have been reported at another meeting. This was from the same commenter who said that same comment earlier. There were no major tech glitches and everything worked well and it was good seeing people again. Question 9, my needs as a council member are being met during this time. 9 said yes, 1 said I somewhat agree with that. Out of a scale of 1 to 10, this received 9.5, 6 gave it a perfect score, 3 gave it a 9, and 1 gave it an 8. Any thoughts or questions or comments about that? Certainly, I'm sure you have a lot to say about my glowing review. No? Okay.
No, Mark, I do. I know there's anonymity here, but that one comment, a seasonal highlight, that was from me.
Thank you.
I was like in a Christmas mood or whatever. It's just a seasonal highlight.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Richard, for adding your stuff.
I would like to just provide a shout out to Melina, who has really stepped up in working on our needs assessments and COLAs. She has expanded her job responsibilities and is working with Dave really to hold that. So we're seeing some transition there. Good job, Melina.
Thanks, Mark.
And then I just want to have like one of those like institutional reminders that this is all about our consumers. And so I have no problem. This is like me taking off my leadership hat. I have no problem centering the voices of those who are like affected by this epidemic more so than anybody else's. So if we dedicate a whole meeting to having folks living with HIV speak about their experiences, that's what I'm here for. Like I have, don't give a shit. Just an FYI.
I have to admit, that was a surprising comment to read, right? That was a bit surprising. Also, since folks were welcome to leave at the break if they wanted to, no one was being held hostage. And one would think we would want to hear from the consumer's perspective, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I was a little bit taken aback by that comment for sure.
I don't know quite how to express this other than
that's a lie. Oh, sorry, I just read Kevin's comment now. It's hilarious.
I feel a little parental in saying this, but I do feel a little bit awkward for folks kind of putting themselves out there in a space with peers. And I'm just like, they've done that willingly. What's the word I want? With full consent. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, power differential kind of kicks in for me or something. So I feel a little bit awkward from there. And I don't know how to kind of balance what you're saying, David, with Mike. We want to make sure we hear that perspective. And at the same time, I don't want to feel people to feel subjugated or exposed in a way that would be awkward. So I think I've expressed what I was trying to say.
I think so too, I think. It was a little bit of a roundabout, but it sounds like what you were saying was similar to sort of what David and I were saying in some ways, but connected, I'm not sure. I mean, I do feel like it should be, like council members should respect the fact that that people are bringing their literal, like personal experience with isolation and illness, and to sort of grouse about that instead of in some ways feeling gratitude that people are willing to step up, and also understanding that some people are not going to ever feel okay about doing that, and respecting that, to me is just like, oh boy, I'm not sure this person is getting the purpose of a community planning body that's supposed to centralize the folks who are actually experiencing the services. But again, I'm editorializing. Everyone's entitled to their opinion in a free country.
All right. Any other thoughts on that before we, David, good job. It definitely, great. And Mark,
I'll share screen.
I felt very rested after your presentation of the year in review. So if that helps.
Don't know what that means. I hope that meant it was soothing. Okay, so I'll share a screen for the February. Oh no, I don't have it up. Just bear with me one moment. I need to pull that up. I thought I had that up. There we are. Okay, sharing the screen now. Okay, wow, where did you guys all go? I don't see you anymore. There we are, okay. Okay, so we see here, it's a short meeting. I only put it to 5:30. Why push it, right? If there's no agenda items, keep it as is. So we have all of our general updates. Then we have one renewal, Richard. We'll see if that flies. And then we have a presentation from Thomas. Thomas, I actually found your original title. So you gave me two titles and I thought, I mean, I can still change it, but I thought I'd go with that original title because it's so, I mean, I love the word pivot. Maybe that's it. But that was the title you gave in Council Affairs. I found my notes. And then you sent a slightly different title. So I just went with the first one. I hope that's okay. They're saying basically the same thing.
They are. I was a little bit nervous that the word pivot would imply that we were kind of taking HIV resources and putting them to COVID versus kind of like how we used, I can't remember what the new one was.
Oh.
I was trying to avoid that energy a little bit because I think there is a that energy.
How about keep it as bland as possible then with just take out pivoting and HIV workforce and community during COVID-19 lessons learned?
Sounds good. I'm not going to overthink it. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying though, as far as like what messaging pivoting might provide. Okay. And so you wanted 45 minutes for that. You got it. And we end at 5:30. I didn't put a break in because it's only one presentation. What I need to do is actually put staff update. Wow. Anyway, I'll add staff update for sure. And it looks like Ken has a question.
I realize I may have missed some things today because I had to run back and forth for a phone call, but under membership, could we get a kind of detailed update on what our membership looks like? I've heard you say a couple members were rotating off or finishing their leave of absence. And I remember some other comments that came about other people, like Jessie was saying I can't remember what it is, she said about her involvement in the future, not being able to do anything but Zooming. I'm trying to get a sense of where we are. And I know because we just don't have membership chairs that come to this or don't seem to come to this, that as a steering committee and as the full council, we need to get a better sense of where we are in terms of our membership, in terms of diversity and HIV, things like that.
So would you,
If we've got the time and we're going to vote on a new member at the same time, why not just, okay, here's where we are today, you know, kind of.
Oh, you want this discussion to happen
discussion, just let us know what our membership status is. I mean, how many people here know how many members we have left now? How many people here, we know how many HIV unaffiliated members we have here. I mean, I usually pride myself on trying to keep up with that. I don't have that. So if you'd rather not do this now, then maybe next steering committee, can we have that information?
Yeah.
Steering is more appropriate, I think.
Yeah, I definitely feel more comfortable bringing that information to steering. No problem at all, actually. I might ask even Allie to come and provide her demographic report, and I can provide additional updates as far as council members who have said they'll be rolling off at this certain time, et cetera. And I can also provide a snapshot of like where we need some help to actually beef up membership. Sound good? So why that is a steering committee agenda item, a membership review.
And do we not put the name of the person that we're going to be voting on in the agenda?
We haven't. I don't really feel strongly about it. Richard, do you mind if I put your name in there?
this is my renewal.
Yep, surprise.
I don't mind. Could you change the word renewal to coronation?
Oh, no problem.
Comes with the duties of the queen, though. I hope you're okay with that.
My bad. I thought this was a new member.
It was a re-up, but no worries, Ken. Do you want to still throw Ken Pierce in there too?
We can certainly do a review. Just playing around with you.
All right. I also think that just with that previous conversation around membership, I think as we come out of COVID, knock on wood, right, we're going to be in a different space, and the council will probably be in a different space. And so getting some fresh eyes into the group might be a really helpful thing, as some folks have attritioned out. Is that the right use of the word attrition?
Yes and no, incorrectly used in the sentence, but correctly used as far as meanings.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked for that feedback. Cool. All right. Thanks, Mark. Next meeting. Any other thoughts on the agenda? Cool. All right. Next meeting. I am feeling it. So March 17th. Cool. Anything else before we jump off? All right. Welcome back, Kevin. Good seeing you, Irma. Be well, everybody. Good job.
Bye, everyone.
Ciao, ciao.